Hi, friends. Welcome to Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we pack our imaginary suitcases, put on our curiosity caps, and travel the world to learn about the beautiful ways people live, love, and celebrate their faith. I'm Laura, and I'm so glad you are exploring with me today. Today we are heading inside a Jewish synagogue, a sacred house of worship, to meet someone very special. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the global track. Filling up our belief backpack. Hear that? That is the sound of a community coming together. And right in the middle of it all is a person who helps guide them. In Judaism, this person is called a rabbi. But what exactly is a rabbi? A rabbi is kind of like a teacher, a coach, a storyteller, and a wise guide all wrapped into one. To understand a rabbi, we first have to understand what they teach. Rabbis love to learn, and their very favorite thing to do is study a beautiful handwritten scroll called the Torah. The Torah holds the most sacred stories and rules for Jewish people. It tells them about God, about history, and gives them instructions on how to live a good life. Those instructions are called mitzvot. They tell you to do good deeds, like helping a neighbor, honoring your parents, or taking care of the earth. But here's the thing about the Torah. It's thousands of years old. So if you were a Jewish kid today, you might wonder, how do I follow a rule from a long time ago in the modern world? That's where the rabbi steps in. Rabbis go to a special school for many years to learn how to read the Torah and another massive set of books called the Talmud, which is basically a giant collection of notes and debates from wise teachers throughout history. A rabbi is an interpreter. That's a big word that just means they help explain what the ancient words mean for us today. And guess what? Anyone can grow up to be a rabbi. In many Jewish communities, rabbis can be women or men. No matter who they are, a rabbi's main job is to love learning and love helping people. It's game time! So what does a rabbi actually do all day? Let's play a quick game called, Is it a rabbi job? I'm going to name an activity. If you think it's something a rabbi does, give me a giant thumbs up. If you think it's not, thumbs down. Ready? Number one, standing on a stage at a beautiful wedding, holding up a canopy and helping a couple say I do. Thumbs up. Yes, rabbis help people celebrate weddings. Two, sitting behind a curtain to listen to you whisper your mistakes so they can erase them and forgive you. Thumbs down. No, rabbis don't have special powers to forgive your mistakes, but a rabbi will absolutely sit with you to talk about how to fix a mistake. Number three, hold a tiny brand new baby and help their parents give them their Jewish name. Thumbs up. Rabbis love welcoming new babies. And number four, singing and praying with people during a Friday night service called Shabbat and giving a speech called a sermon to inspire everyone to be kind. Big thumbs up. You guys are good at this. Rabbis are there for the happiest times, like a bar or bat mitzvah, which is a massive celebration when a kid turns 12 or 13 and becomes an official Jewish adult in the community. But rabbis are also there for the tough stuff. If someone is very sick or if a family member dies and people are feeling sad and crying, the rabbi comes to their house. They can't fix the sadness, but they bring a warm heart, comforting words, and they sit with the family so they don't feel alone. They are professional helpers. Let's drop into a synagogue right now and listen to a story about a kid named Ari. Ari is 7 years old, and he has a very big question. Ari was sitting in his synagogue's classroom, chewing on the end of his pencil. He was thinking about his dog, Barnaby. Barnaby had accidentally chewed up Ari's favorite superhero the night before. Ari was angry, but now he felt bad for yelling at Barnaby. He walked down the hall to the office of Rabbi Sarah. Rabbi Sarah's office was filled to the ceiling with heavy, beautiful books. "Come on in, Ari," Rabbi Sarah said, smiling warmly. "What's on your mind?" "Rabbi Sarah," Ari said, sitting down, "the Torah says we are supposed to love all creatures. But am I breaking mitzvah if I'm really, really mad at my dog?" Rabbi Sarah looked very thoughtful. "Ari," she said, "that is an excellent question. You know what? Even the wisest teachers from 1,000 years ago argued about anger. Being mad is a normal human feeling. The Torah doesn't say you can't feel mad. It just teaches us how to react. Did you hurt Barnaby?" "No," Ari said. "I just yelled and went to my room." "Then you did great," Rabbi Sarah smiled. "You gave yourself space. The Talmud reminds us to practice patience, especially with animals who don't know any better. Tomorrow is a new day to show Barnaby kindness." "You're learning, Ari. That's what life is all about." Ari didn't feel perfectly happy, but his heart felt a little lighter because Rabbi Sarah listened to him. Whew! Thinking about big questions makes me want to move. It's time for a quick movement break. Everybody stand up. Rabbis read huge, heavy books filled with centuries of wisdom. Studying that much is basically a workout for your brain and your muscles. Let's do a rabbi book workout. First, bend your knees and reach all the way down to the floor. We are going to lift a giant heavy book off the bottom shelf. Ready? Lift it up. Ugh! Lift it all the way over your head. Now lift it 7 more times. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put it down. Now we need to flip the pages. Put your arms out wide like a giant book opening. Now snap your hands together in front of you. Clap. That's one page. Open wide again and clap. That's page 2. Let's get to page 5. Open wide and clap. 3. Open wide and clap. 4. Open wide and clap. That's 5. Now the rabbi has to think really hard about what they just read. Put your hands on your hips and jog in place as fast as you can to get the brain juice flowing. Jog, jog, jog. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now stop. Put one finger up. Look up at the ceiling and give me a loud, "Aha! I got it." Brilliant. Take a deep breath in and let it out. You are officially warmed up and ready for more.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. This is the part of our show where we look at how different people across the world have similar rules, even if their traditions look a bit different. Every community needs wise guides. If you visit a Buddhist temple, you might meet a monk or a nun who teaches you mindfulness. If you visit a Muslim mosque, you might meet an imam who leads the community in prayer. If you visit a Christian church, you might meet a pastor, a minister, or a priest. And even outside of religion, you have people like school principals, neighborhood coaches, or indigenous elders who hold the wisdom of their ancestors. Every group has someone whose job it is to remember the old stories, protect the rules, and give big warm hugs when the community needs them. Rabbis are the Jewish community's version of that guide.
Now it's time for my favorite part of the podcast. It's story time. I wonder what story we're gonna hear today.
Before we pack up our bags, I want to tell you a famous, true story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who lived about 200 years ago. It was the night of Yom Kippur, which is the holiest, most important holiday of the whole year for Jewish people. The synagogue was packed. It was dark outside, the candles were lit, and everyone was wearing their best clothes. They were all waiting to start the special opening prayer, called Kol Nidre. But there was a big problem. The rabbi was missing. The community leaders looked at their watches. 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late. This was unheard of. Finally, the head of the synagogue waved his hands. "We need a search party," he called out. "Grab your lanterns, search the town." A group of neighbors hurried out into the dark cobblestone streets. They checked the rabbi's house. Empty. They checked the market. No rabbi. They were getting really worried. Suddenly, one of the searchers passed a tiny, quiet little house in the poorest part of town. He peeked through the window into a dark room, and his jaw dropped. "Psst! Over here!" the searcher whispered to the others. "Look!" They crept inside the house, ready to rescue the rabbi from danger. But instead, they saw the great, famous Rabbi Salanter sitting on a tiny stool in the dark, gently rocking a baby's cradle. As the search party bustled into the room, Rabbi Salanter quickly put his fingers to his lips.
"Shh, shh, quiet everyone," the rabbi whispered fiercely. "Tiptoe, you will wake this poor child. It took me almost an hour to get him to sleep."
The searchers stood there, totally confused.
"But Rabbi," one of them whispered back, "the whole town is waiting for you. It's Yom Kippur. Why are you babysitting?"
Rabbi Salanter looked up from the cradle, his eyes warm and serious.
"On my way to the synagogue, I walked past this window and heard this sweet baby crying," the rabbi explained. "His parents had already left for the service, and he woke up, terrified and alone. Tell me, how could I stand in a beautiful building and sing prayers to God, knowing that a tiny baby was right here, crying in the dark, with no one to hold his hand?"
The searchers didn't know what to say. They realized that their rabbi was teaching them the most important lesson of all, without even opening a book. That is what a true rabbi does. They don't just teach the words in the Torah. They live them out by showing love and kindness to the world, one tiny baby at a time.
What's inside our belief backpack this week?
Inside our backpack today, we have a reminder. A rabbi is a teacher of love, learning, and life. They remind us that it's okay to have big questions, and that looking for answers is one of the best things we can do. So, here is your weekly challenge. Find a wise guide in your own life this week. It could be a teacher, a grandparent, a coach, or a grown-up you love. Ask them a big question. You could ask, "What is the hardest thing you ever learned?" Or, "How do you stay calm when you feel mad?" See what wisdom they share with you. Thank you so much for packing your curiosity and exploring the world with me today on Faithfully Explore. Remember, whether someone wears a rabbi's prayer shawl, a teacher's lanyard, or a coach's whistle, the world is full of wonderful helpers who are ready to listen to your biggest questions. And who knows? Maybe one day someone will come to you with a big question, and you'll get to be the wise guide who shares a little bit of love and wisdom with them. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep faithfully exploring that big, wonderful world around you.